Chapter 15. Solo Safe House, Coruscant.
3PO was acting weird. Alana did not think it was a malfunction, but he was definitely behaving in an unusual manner. Over the last couple of days, he had seemed both more pleased and more annoyed than usual. 3PO was always a little annoyed about something, or else he didn't seem to be able to be happy. That puzzled Alana, but she had encountered living beings who were the same way, so she simply filed away this insight into the droid's personality without further worry. But recently, the Golden Protocol droid didn't seem to be annoyed with anyone else. He seemed to be annoyed with himself. And that, Alana knew, was most definitely unusual behavior. With Angie padding along on silent paws at her side, she'd begun observing 3PO. Someone else might have called it snooping, but Alana knew it was simply observing and gathering information. Someone might have tampered with his programming, or he might need adjusting. But she was able to admit that the main reason she was observing and gathering information was that she was bored. She'd had such an exciting time on Dathomir, even with the dangers she'd faced, that to come home, even with Grandma and Grandpa and Aunt Jaina, seemed terribly dull in comparison. Two, while she understood the need for these temporary rental lodgings, she missed the familiar comforts of the Solo's real apartments. Grandpa had found her pouting over her lessons just the other day, and when she had explained this to him, he nodded to her.
"Know just what you mean, kid. But even the best of ships need downtime for repairs."
"I'm not hurt or in need of repairs," Alana had said.
"No, not physically. But sometimes you need to kick back and take a breath before plunging into things again," he'd said.
"You don't seem to."
He'd grinned. That grin that always seemed to provoke an answering smile and a sort of softness on her grandmother's face.
"Yeah, well, you gotta remember, I got a couple of years on you."
He tweaked her nose and she giggled.
"I firmly believe that by the time you're my age, you'll have seen and done so much you'll find even all the excitement we had on Dathomir to be boring. But for right now, I think a little quiet time is good for little girls."
"Grandpa, I just turned 8.
A strange look flitted across his face, and she felt a little pang from him in the Force.
"That may be, but you'll always be my little girl."
Alana thought she understood.
"Just like Jaina will be, right?"
"Yep."
"And like Gisela is to Mirax and Corrin, even though she is a brave and experienced Jedi Knight."
The sorrow increased, and Angie fidgeted, agitated by the emotion. The little Nexu's ears flattened slightly, and her spines rose.
"Grandpa," Alana said patiently, "we've been over this. You can't feel bad. It upsets Angie."
Han grinned again and pulled Alana into his lap, snuggling her tight. She laughed, and she felt his mood lighten as well, the sadness giving way to profound love.
"Okay, how's this then? You don't get mad at me when you're all grown up and able to toss me around with the Force, and I still call you my little girl." She laughed happily.
"You got a deal, Grandpa."